As July approaches, so too does the day when Canadians gather to celebrate everything this beautiful nation represents. From coast to coast, Canada is rich in culture, and the city of Airdrie and its residents are excited to celebrate Canada Day the best way they know how. On July 1, residents and visitors alike are invited to come out for a day of Canada Day fun. The annual Airdrie Canada Day Parade will kick off at 10 a.m., with the procession of floats moving down Main Street and then heading up Allen Street. The Airdrie Pro Rodeo will also be happening that weekend, providing spectators with plenty of bucking bulls and other exciting live entertainment throughout the afternoons. Airdrie Parade's committee chair, Sam Moros, said they are expecting to see roughly 85 floats take part in this year's annual parade. With two-thirds of the registration full as of mid-June, Moros predicts it is going to be a fantastic day. Highlighting the importance of community, Moros said the COVID-19 pandemic taught the value of coming together and celebrating. She added the yearly Canada Day parade as a chance to unite as a community in celebration of the country. I think if COVID taught us anything, it is the value, importance, and the fun that comes from getting together as a community, she said. It's an opportunity for Airdrie to come together, to celebrate the community, and to celebrate Canada. The parade has also added a new addition this year, as they look to feature their new moose mascot, Moosecot, that will be leading the procession. Children across Airdrie recently took part in a contest that allowed them to share their name ideas with the parade committee. The winning name of the androgynous moose was revealed as Maple the Moose. The moosey mascot won't be the only fresh new face taking part in this year's parade, according to Moros, as some local businesses and organizations join in for the first time. She added the procession wouldn't be possible without the many businesses and organizations that participate. We're excited to have some new faces in the lineup, Moros said. We're really grateful for the businesses and the organizations that take time to put something together. A parade is nothing without its floats. As the perfect way to cap off the parade, the city of Airdrie will be hosting an inaugural Canada Day concert in Nose Creek Park. Also on July 1 from 12 to 3 p.m. local musicians will perform, including Kyle McKierney and former Airdrie resident Katie Cox and the rest of her band Nice Horse. Concurrently, the Airdrie Pro Rodeo will also be taking place June 30 and July 1. Dating back to 1967, the first Canada Day parade was actually organized by the Rodeo Committee. According to Airdrie Pro Rodeo's website, the longstanding celebration of Airdrie's western roots brings in roughly 10,000 volunteers, spectators, and athletes every year. This annual event is organized by the Airdrie Rodeo Ranch Association, a not-for-profit, 100% volunteer-driven group of passionate community members who are committed to preserving our rural roots and promoting our great community, their website states. Considering it typically takes place a week or two before the Calgary Stampede gets underway, the Airdrie event tends to attract some of the biggest names in the sport of rodeo, who use it as a warm-up for the ensuing Stampede. Alongside the professional cowboys and cowgirls, the Airdrie Junior Rodeo will see several events, including mutton bustin', a sheep scramble, calf scramble, and barrel racing. As for the senior rodeo, it will boast 10 events in total, including novice bareback, steer wrestling, ladies barrel racing, team roping, and bull riding. As Canada Day approaches, it is no surprise that Airdrie is rearing up for a day full of fun for everyone. The festivities will finish off with the City of Airdrie's 20-minute fireworks show at Chinook Winds Regional Park, set to light up the night sky at 10:45 p.m.